Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about Major League Baseball. So let's talk about the Major League.
Me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root for the home.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? We're talking about Major League Baseball. Right now, the season is almost over. It's like 2 weeks left before the season ends and before they start the playoffs. So the teams are jockeying for position, lining up to play in the playoffs. And so we have two divisions. We have the American League and we have the National League. And the American League right now has the top 5 teams in the American League that have jockeys for position. And now they stand as follows. The first 5 teams in the American League is the Houston Astros in first place, the New York Yankees in second place, the Seattle Mariners in third place, the Toronto Blue Jays in fourth place, and the Cleveland Guardians in fifth place. And that's the top 5 teams in the American League. All right, so let's talk about the National League. The National League has been jockeying for position, and the teams are all getting ready for the playoffs, and they line up as follows. In first place is the Los Angeles Dodgers. Second place, they have the New York Mets. The third place, they have the Atlanta Braves. Fourth place, they have the San Diego Padres. And in fifth place, they have the Philadelphia Phillies. That's the top 5 teams in the National League. And they are in position to play in the playoffs. So that's the standing of the Major League Baseball until the playoffs get started sometime in the month of September, and they'll be playing through the month of October and beyond. So that's Major League Baseball. So now let's talk about the NFL. Today is Thursday, and today is the second round of the NFL. So let's talk NFL National Football League. All right, we want to talk about the NFL, and this is week number 2 of the NFL season. So we start today with Thursday's games. How many games are scheduled today, DJ Papa D? Do we have more than one game scheduled for today, Thursday?
Nope, only one game tonight.
Okay, and that team is who's playing? And let me pick a winner real quick.
All right. The L.A. Chargers are playing the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City, and they're giving the Chargers 4 points.
Okay. They're giving the Chargers 4 points. Well, unless the Chargers have a real good team, and we'll find that out at the end of the game tonight if the Chargers are able to compete with the Kansas City Chiefs, because the Chiefs scored 44 points last week. So they were running all through the stadium. So let's see. I want to pick Kansas City to win because I'm going to go with the winner. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 54.
54 points? Well, I'm thinking that San Diego has a good offense, so they'll score a lot of points. And Kansas City has a dynamite offense, so they'll score a lot of points. So I think both of them will score more than, you said 54 points? Or did you say 52 points? 54 points,
54.
Yep. It's going to be a more than 54 points scored in this game. So I'm going to take Kansas City Chiefs for the win, and they'll be over in the total points. So that's Thursday. That's tonight's game, so we want to pay attention to that so everybody can pull up their TVs and look out for Thursday night football. Now, let's talk about the weekend. On Sunday, what are the games scheduled for Sunday? DJ Papa D, what do you think?
All right, the first game on. So game number 2 is the New England Patriots playing the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh, and they're giving the Steelers 1 point.
Okay, well, I'm going to take the Pittsburgh Steelers because they played really good last week, and I'm going to play them to win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 40 and a half.
40 and a half points. Well, I'm thinking that they are going to score more than 40 points because I think Pittsburgh has a pretty good offense. They showed that last week. And the New England Patriots, I don't think they have a good offense. I think they may score. I'm thinking Bill Parcells might get his offense going, but I don't think they'll score enough points to beat Pittsburgh. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh and the over because I think the two of them will score 50 points. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh Steelers and the over.
All right, Steelers and over. Game number 3. The Carolina Panthers are playing the New York Giants in New York, and they're giving the Panthers 1 point.
Oh, the sports book think that's a pretty even match. I don't think it's even. I think the New York Giants are going to run all over the Carolina Panthers. I don't think the Panthers have a chance. I don't think they have a good defense. I don't think they have a good offense. I don't think they're going to be ready to compete with the New York Giants, who seem to be ready to play ball. They played real good last week, so I'm going to pick the Giants for the win. And what's the total points?
Total points is 44.
Total, 44 points? Well, I'm going to take the Giants for the win, but I don't think it's going to be more than 35 points scored in the game. So I'm going to take the Giants and the under for the win. The New York Giants and the under for the win. Hello?
That's it? Okay. Giants and under.
Giants and under.
Game number four, the New York Jets are playing the Cleveland Browns in New York, and they're giving the Jets 6 points.
All right. I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns for the win because I don't think the Jets can score enough points to beat Cleveland, and I think Cleveland has a good offense and it has a dynamite defense. So I don't think the Jets are going to even compare with them. So I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns for the win. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 39 and a half.
39 and a half. Okay, I'm going to take Cleveland for the win and the over. Because I'm thinking that even if the Jets score one or two touchdowns, I don't think they'll score two. I think they'll score a touchdown and maybe kick a field goal. But everybody else, all the other points are going to be scored by the Cleveland Browns. And I think they have a dynamite offense, so they're going to score about 20 points. And 20 points for them and 10 points for the Jets equal 30 points. So I think that'll be about the total points. So I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns and the under for the total points.
All right, Browns and under. Game number five, the Colts are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville, and they're giving the Jaguars 3.5 points.
Okay, I'm going to take the Indianapolis Colts. They didn't look real good last week against the Houston Texans, but I think they'll beat Jacksonville. I don't think Jacksonville has a squad. I don't think they have a good offense. I don't think they have a good defense. They just got a brand new coach, and they're trying a rookie quarterback. So I don't think they'll have their team together to play against the Indianapolis Colts. I think the Colts will win. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 45.
45 points between Jacksonville and the Indianapolis Colts? That's too many points. I think Indianapolis will win, but they won't score 40 points. I don't think between them and Jacksonville, they got 40 points between them. So I think it's going to be under 40 points. I'm going to take the Indianapolis Colts and the under for the win.
All right, Colts and under. Game number six, the Miami Dolphins are playing the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore, and they're giving the Dolphins 3 points.
Okay. I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens for the win. And what's the total points for that game? It should be about 48, 49 points.
Total points is 44 and a half.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. So between those two, between Miami and Baltimore, I think it's going to be more than 44 points. It's going to be a shootout. And they're playing in Baltimore, too? Yeah, it's going to be a shootout in Baltimore. So I'm going to take the Baltimore Colts and the over, the Baltimore Ravens and the over for the win. It's going to be a shootout in Baltimore, that's for sure. Jackson's going to go for a game high about 600 yards. Yeah, they're going to be ready.
All right. Ravens and over. Game number 7, Tampa Bay Buccaneers are playing the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans, and they're giving the Saints 2.5 points.
Giving the Saints 2.5 points. I'm thinking the Saints got a pretty good team, but I think Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be ready. I don't know if – what's the total points for the game before I predict a winner? I'm thinking Tampa Bay is going to win, but what's the total points?
Total points is 44 and a half.
44 and a half? That's a lot of points. That means Tampa Bay can score 20 and the New Orleans Saints can score 20. Both of them are capable. So I'm going to take Tampa Bay for the win and the over. It'll be Tampa Bay for the win and the over.
All right, Tampa Bay and over. Game number 8, the Washington Commanders are playing the Detroit Lions in Detroit, and they're giving the Commanders 1 point.
Okay, let's see. The Washington Commanders played good last week. They acted like their offense was ready, and their defense played shutdown football. So I think they got their team pretty well squared away. And who are they playing?
Detroit Lions in Detroit.
Detroit Lions. Now, Detroit was supposed to have a good squad. They didn't play well last week. They lost, but they showed up. They scored a couple of times. So, but I'm going to take the Washington Commanders for the win. And what's the total points? If it's more than 35 points, I'm going to take Washington and the over because I'm thinking Detroit is going to score a couple of touchdowns. It's going to be close, but I think Washington's going to pull the win out. So what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 48 and a half.
48 points? Wow, that's a lot of points. And this is Washington and
Detroit.
Who is Washington and Detroit? Detroit. Wow.
Yeah, Detroit last, they lost last week, but they got 35 points. They just lost by 3 points to the Eagles, who had 38. So they were scoring. Mm.
Yeah, so Detroit may have a scoring offense, and that may look pretty good. Although Washington, I think Washington has a pretty good offense. So I'm going to take, I don't know. Let me see. Where are they playing? They're playing in Detroit?
Yep.
Oh, maybe I'm going to change my bet. Maybe I'll take Detroit and the over for the win, because Washington will score a lot of points, and Detroit is going to score a lot of points. So I'm going to take Detroit and the over for the win.
All right, Lions and over. Game number 9, Seattle Seahawks are playing the 49ers. And they're giving the Seahawks 10 points.
Where are they playing?
They're playing. 49ers have home field advantage.
Home field, okay. Well, I'm still thinking San Francisco got to get their stuff together. And since Seattle beat the Denver Broncos last week, I'm thinking Seattle's going to be in the mood to put on some whooping against the 49ers. I don't think their coaching staff is ready to put their team out there against a seasoned squad. I think the Seattle team is going to be a better team. So I'm going to take Seattle for the win. And the total points is going to be what?
Total points is 41.
Okay. I'm going to take Seattle for the win, and it'll be over. Because I'm thinking San Francisco may just come up with some touchdowns. But I don't think their offense is ready to compete with Seattle. Not yet. So Seattle for the win and the over.
Seahawks and over. Game number 10.
Woo!
Atlanta Falcons.
Who's that hollering?
Atlanta Falcons are playing the L.A. Rams in L.A., and they're giving the Falcons 10.5 points.
Whoa, giving the Falcons 10, I think they'll need more than 10 because I think the Rams are going to put a whooping on Atlanta. In L.A., too, they got to make up for that loss they lost last week to the Chargers. So the Rams are going to come out and play. And I'm going to take the Rams and the over because I'm thinking that Atlanta Falcons may score. They may score some touchdowns. So we'll see. I'm going to take the Rams and the over for the win.
Okay. Rams and over. Game number 11. Arizona Cardinals are playing your Las Vegas Raiders in Las Vegas, and they're giving the Cardinals 5.5 points.
Giving the Cardinals 5.5 points? Well, I'm going to take the Raiders. They're playing at home, so they usually play good in Las Vegas in the Allegiant Stadium. They play good. So I'm going to take the Raiders for the win. And what's the total points?
Total points is 51.5.
Oh, too many points. Too many points. So I'm going to take the Raiders for the win, but it's going to be under the total points. So, and who are they playing again?
Arizona Cardinals.
See, the Cardinals, they didn't play good last week. They really got shut down. So I don't know if their offense will be ready. I know the Raiders have a good offense. I don't know if their defense is going to be ready because their defense, they're going to need their defense to beat the Cardinals. So I'm going to take the Raiders and the I should probably take the Raiders and the under because I don't know if the Raiders are going to score a lot of points, but they're playing at home. So then again, the Raiders may actually show up. And the Cardinals got a pretty good squad. They'll score a couple of touchdowns. So what's the total points? You said 44?
51.5.
50, oh, too many points, yeah. I'm going to take the Raiders and the under. That's what I'll do. I'll take the Raiders and the under because it's going to be close. But I think the Raiders will pull it out because they're playing at home. So I'm going to take the Raiders and the under.
All right, Raiders and under. Game number 12, Houston Texans are playing the Denver Broncos in Denver. And they're giving the Texans 10 points.
Whoa, 10 points for the Texans? I'm going to take the Denver Broncos. And they're playing in Houston, you said?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take...
No, I'm sorry. They're playing in Denver.
They're playing in Denver. Okay. Well, I'm going to take Denver for the win and see how they do in the Mile High Stadium, because I don't think Houston can breathe real well up in Denver. So they won't be used to the oxygen or the lack of oxygen to play against Denver. Although Houston played good last week, they tied against the Indianapolis Colts. So I don't know. Well, I'm going to take the Denver Broncos and the under because I don't think it's going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game because Russell Wilson got to get his offense together in Denver before I can even bet on the Broncos to do any damage. So I'm going to take the Denver Broncos and the under for the win.
All right, Broncos and under. Game number 13, Cincinnati Bengals are playing the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas, and they're giving the Cowboys 7.5 points.
Okay, let's see. Dallas didn't score a whole lot of points last week against Tampa Bay, and the Bengals scored a lot of points against the Pittsburgh Steelers, but they couldn't win in overtime. They missed 3 field goals. So I don't know what to say about Cincinnati. I don't know if they're ready. I know Dallas isn't ready. So I'm going to take Cincinnati for the win against the Cowboys. And where are they playing?
They're playing in Dallas.
In Dallas, yeah. I think Cincinnati are going to Dallas and beat up on Cowboys in Austin, Texas. I think that's where the stadium is, in Austin, Texas. So I'm going to take the Cincinnati Bengals and the under. What's the total points? It should be like 38-39 because both of those teams don't have a scoring
41.
Record. 42 points. Okay, I'm going to take Cincinnati for the win, and it'll be under because I don't think Dallas will score a lot of points. And I think Cincinnati, I don't know, they can't kick no field goals. So if they score a couple of touchdowns, they may beat Dallas like 20-something to nothing is what I'm thinking the score is going to be. So I don't even think it'll be close. I don't think the Cowboys will be able to even compete. I think Cincinnati will just jump in there and whoop all over the Cowboys. But they won't score a lot of points. So I'm going to take Cincinnati in the under.
All right, Bengals and under. Game number 14 the Chicago Bears are playing the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay, and they're giving the Bears 10 points.
Ooh, that's a rivalry that goes all the way back to Super Bowl number one. Okay, so let's see. They're going to be battling because they're used to each other's offense and each other's defense, and they're used to each other's players. I don't think Aaron Rodgers has any offensive weapons. He still has to develop a couple of his receivers. But I really don't want to say that the Bears are going to beat the Packers. Oh, no. I don't know if I can actually say that. The Bears don't beat the Packers. I don't think they beat the Packers in like 10 years. So I'm going with the Packers. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to pull his team out. What's the total points for the game? Is it like 35?
Total points is 41.5.
Okay, 41. That's close to 35. So I'm going to take the Packers and the over, because I'm thinking that the Bears may score a couple of touchdowns, and I'm thinking the Packers may score a couple of touchdowns. And if 41 is the total points, I think both teams will score 15 points. So 15 and 15 is 30. So it'll be close. But I'm going to take the Packers and, do I want to take the Packers and the over? Or should I take the Packers and the under? Because I'm still thinking Aaron Rodgers doesn't have any squad. He doesn't have any receivers. And the Bears got a new quarterback that came and showed out last week. How many points did the Bears score last week? They played the Saints.
No, the Bears beat the 49ers 19-10.
Oh, okay. So they shut the 49ers down, beat them 19-10. Okay. So the Bears actually can score. And let's see. Where are they playing? Are they playing in Soldier Field?
In Chicago?
Okay. And they're playing against the Saints. Is that right? The Bears again? No, the Bears are playing Green Bay. So, and what's the total points? You said 41?
41, yep.
How much? 41?
41,
how much
right.
Did you say? 41, okay. That means 20 points apiece. And then somebody get 24 or 26 because they're kicking field goals. So I'm going to take the Packers and the over because it seems like it's going to be a shootout in Chicago and Soldier Field. So I'll take the Packers and the over for the win. And if the Packers don't play good against the Bears, then I know the Packers aren't going to have a winning season. Because if they can't beat the Bears, that means that Aaron Rodgers has no receivers and he doesn't have a squad to throw to. So that was the problem last week. He didn't have anybody to throw to. So I'm going to give the Packers another shot. But if they can't beat the Bears, then I know they're going to be shot for the season. They won't even make the playoffs. So I'm going to take the Packers and the over.
All right, Packers and over. Game number 15, the Tennessee Titans are playing the Buffalo Bills, and they're giving the Titans 10 points.
The Titans need all of that because the Buffalo Bills got a squad, and they're going to be running shop on Tennessee. But Tennessee got a decent defense and a decent offense. So I don't know if Buffalo is going to shut the Titans down. I think their defensive front line is going to give the Titans problems. So I'm going to take Buffalo for the win. Is this Monday Night Football?
Nope, this is still Sunday.
Oh,
game number 15.
Oh, still Sunday? Okay, well, I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills for the win, and I'm going to take it with the over because Tennessee Titans should score a few points. So Buffalo would just outscore them. So I'm going to take Buffalo in the over.
All right, Bills and over. And for next Monday Night Football, it's the Minnesota Vikings playing the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia. And it's pretty much an even game. They're giving the Vikings 1 point.
Well, they're thinking they're pretty even. I think Philadelphia has a squad. They played really good this past week. So I'm going to take Philly for the win and the over because I'm thinking that the Vikings going to score a lot of points. And if Philly scores a lot, then they'll be able to beat the over record. So, and both of them are playing on Monday Night Football, too. It's a good chance for them to show out around the world. Because they're on Monday Night Football. So I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles against the Minnesota Vikings. I'm going to take Philly for the win. And the total points, what's the total points?
Total points is 50.
Ooh, okay. So it's going to be a shootout. Where are they playing, in Philadelphia or in Minnesota?
Playing in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a shootout in Minnesota, in Philly. So I'm going to take Philly for the win and the over because it's going to be a shootout between them and Minnesota. Philadelphia Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings. It's going to be a shootout. In Philly. All right. Now I'm going to take Philly in the over for the win.
All right. That's Eagles and over. And that's it for week two of the NFL.
I thought we had two games on Monday. Can we do two games on Monday?
Yeah, DJ. There are two games. I'm sorry. The Titans and the Bills also play on Monday.
Oh, okay. So I picked the Bills, so that's going to be a shootout in Tennessee. And we'll have a shootout with the Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings. So it's going to be a shootout on Monday. That's going to be a good day to watch Monday Night Football. All right, well, that's G-Money Sports Report, and if you're following my picks, you can make some money in the casino. Just following G-Money's picks will get you paid in the the casinos in Vegas. All right. Well, it's time for a commercial break. So let's take a commercial break, DJ, and we'll be back for more of the show and some music in a minute.
I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. And these two girls walked by me, and they said, well, why don't you come with us? One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned, but she was beautiful. So I'm walking home with them. And I get to the house, and I ask the real pretty one, I said, where do you live? You don't look like you're from around here. And she says, no, I go to school in Lakewood, and I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? So why are you out here with her at 2 o'clock? And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good.
My girls got big old butts. I love all the girls in my world. They make me the man that I am.
And I'm the playboy extraordinaire.
I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. Got dressed, went outside, took my Mustang 65. That's my ride. That's my ride. My Mustang 65, and I rolled on.
My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside, and then I had lights under my wheel, and it was white on the inside. I was low riding for real.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I don't gang bang, I play ball. I don't gang bang, I play ball. I play football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. I never did have to watch my back. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, cause I taught them one-on-one.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers, even DJ Papa G. I love my mama, I love my dad, even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Big Mac. Happy Father's Day, happy Father's Day, I only had one dad. It was me, my mama plus three, he was my best friend. Happy Father's Day.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm G-Money and I'm here to stay. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They stop me now, 6-5 all day. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other. Money's a pimp, got plan, makes a man. Big booty girls run the world. Bigger the headache, bigger the pimp. Call me the big pimp. And I got girls all over the world. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the pool. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park, on the swings, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I was in the 11th grade, and between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, that's right. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yo all the time. That's right, that's right.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm dream money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial.
OG Money. OG Money. OG Money. Come on now. OG Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here. Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here.
Well, I'm G Money, the pimp count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? And all the young fathers out there that didn't know what they were doing, they had no dick control, and they ended up having the baby. Well, shit like that happens, you know. And like a lot of the guys I know, they say, it ain't my baby. That wasn't my baby. But, yes, it was your baby. You're the one that put your dick in the situation. So you got to deal with it. Now you get daddy presents on Father's Day. Even though you may not be a good father, at least you pay child support, and if you don't, you should be. So pay it and don't complain about it. And take care of your kids because you made them. They didn't ask to be here, And if you take good care of them, they will be good citizens. Look after your kids. And thank your daddy for putting that nut in there to get you here. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. Tell all your friends that G-Money is live on the radio. And welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I have a couple of jokes to share with you before we get into the featured story of the day. You know, I was a school teacher in Compton, and I taught black kids and white kids, Asian kids, Spanish kids, and Indian kids. And I had to make sure all of them could speak English, or I had to transfer them to a bilingual classroom so they could learn and they could understand the language. So I asked them, I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up. And I said, Michael, did you hear what I said? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, you understood what I said. So why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be standing by yourself. Smart ass kids. Oh, I'm telling you the truth. You know, there was a little boy or a young man that went to church, and he came home with a black eye. And his daddy asked him what happened and how did he get a black eye in church. He said, well, Dad, we were in church and we stood up for a devotion. And this lady that was standing in front of us, Miss Brown, she had her dress tucked inside her panties. So I reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties, and she socked me in the eye. And his father said, well, if you're going to do something nice for somebody, you need to tell them that you're going to do something that's going to be for their benefit, so that they don't think that you're trying to take advantage of them by doing something that they don't like. So you let them know that you're doing something that's going to be good for them. Okay? And he said, yeah, Daddy, all right, I understand. So they went to church the next Sunday, and they stood up for the devotion. And the lady in front of him was Miss Brown, and she had her dress tucked inside her panties again. But this time, the guy didn't do anything. His buddy reached over and pulled the dress out of the lady's panties. Well, he knew that she didn't like that, so he reached over and tucked it back in. And she socked him in the eye again. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ, now it's time for you to share a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So, people, sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, grab you something cold to drink, and maybe get a snack or two to chomp on while you're listening to my story, because I'm sure it'll be educational, it'll be inspirational, it'll be educational, and it will be motivational, because that's the kind of stories I tell for the listening audience. So DJ Papa D, are you ready? Do you have a story that I recorded for the listening audience? And are you ready to play it for the listening audience today?
Yeah, so that was the time that I had riding a motorcycle. I just was rolling, just doing my thing, riding to school. And, you know, going to Sarah High School, I went to school with a lot of white boys. And when we had our car show, we had a bunch of white boys that had motorcycles. And, I mean, they had big bikes, too. They had 250s and 350s motorcycles that were dirt bikes. So I know they get in the dirt and they get real busy. They can pop wheelies. We used to sit in the parking lot, and they used to pop wheelies the whole length of the parking lot. And I'm like, man, you guys can do a whole parking lot? And they would be like, yeah. And they'd come and they'd fishtail. And then they'd turn around and they'd pop another wheelie. And because they had dirt bikes. They didn't have street bikes. They had dirt bikes. They could just pop the clutch and the bike would pop up in the air. I was like, whoa, you guys got no control over that. That bike just jumped up. And they'd be like, yep, that's how we do it. And we roll. And they would take off and just punch it. And they'd get to the end of the parking lot and slam on the brakes and kick it down two gears and fishtail around. And then they'd pop the clutch and pop up again and ride a wheelie the whole length of the parking lot. We used to have mornings like that where they just went back and forth. Back and forth. We had about 8 white boys that had motorcycles, and all of them would be riding like they're dirt bike riders. I don't even think any of them had no street legal bikes, because I don't think any of them had any lights on them. They didn't have any signal lights on them. They didn't have no tail lights. They were just bikes. And they were rolling, and I guess they rode them to school because most of them lived in the area, so they didn't really ride too far to get to Sarah High School. But they would come to school every day, and in the morning, all the cars would be lined up, and the bikes would be riding through the parking lot. They'd be popping wheelies and rolling and get to the end of the parking lot. They'd downshift, down, and hit first gear, and then they fishtail around, and then they punch it, and the bike would pop up in the air again. Oh, man, it was amazing. I loved to watch those guys ride, and they rode the hell out of their bikes. And so one day they came to school, and they asked me if I wanted to ride in a motorcycle tournament. I said, what kind of tournament? They said, a motocross tournament where we got jumps and we got dirt, and it's at the Los Angeles Coliseum. And I said, yeah, I want to ride, knowing that I'd be the only black in the whole race because all the riders were white boys, and they were representing all the motorcycle companies. They were wearing Yamaha shirts. They were wearing Honda shirts. They were wearing Harley Davis shirts. They were wearing Suzuki shirts, Kawasaki. Oh, they were wearing all the bike shirts. And I had a regular sweatshirt because I wasn't represented by no biker company. So I just represented the Girards. And I was a Girard rider. And, you know, I had my people pay my admission fee for me to ride, and I rode. I had my boots on that came up to my knees, and I had my Levi's on that were bell-bottom Levi's, and they went all the way down to my boots, and then I had a sweatshirt on, and I had my bicycle gloves on. Boy, I was ready, and I had my gold helmet, pinstriped in white with my shaded shield for my eyeglasses, for my helmet. And I rode in that bike, in that tournament. And I went through the turns like the rest of the white boys, and I fishtailed out the turns, and I punched it. And I went down the straightaway, and I punched it to second gear, and I rode. And I got to the jumps, and I slowed my bike down, and I went over the hill real easy and came down on the other side. Then I punched it again and went into the turns and came out fishtailing the turns and went down the straightaways. And I looked back, and I saw white boys jumping the hills, and they were flying 35 feet in the air. They were flying. And then they'd come down, and they'd land, and they'd be on the bike. And I was like, oh, that's how you do it. And then they'd go up on the hill again, and they would cross their handlebars like they were turning in the sky. They would cross their handlebars. And when they got ready to land, they would straighten their handlebars out. And they called that crossing up. And so I learned how to cross up. I hit the hill, and I'd be punching it. I hit the hill, and I'm 35 feet in the air, and I'm riding. I'm riding. Because that's what you do when you're a biker. You ride. And I was riding, and I'd come down, and I'd put my butt on the seat. And I pushed my knees tight against the gas tank, and I'd hit the ground, and I'd go, boom. And then I'd downshift real quick, click, 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 down the first gear, and then I'd punch it. I'd hit the curb, and I'd fishtail out the curb, and I'd bounce, and I'd be on the straightaways flying. Yeah, I did real good that day. I didn't win first, second, or third place. But out of about 35 bikes, I finished number 5. I had 171 was my number, and I finished 5th place in the race. That didn't give me no brownie points, because if you didn't finish 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, you didn't get a trophy or nothing. But I had a good time, and I learned how to ride like the white boys ride. I did everything they did. And I was just as good, if not better, than they were. And a lot of them were world-class bikers. I mean, they had some white boys that were real famous that were rolling in that race. And I was right behind them. I was hooking the turns. I was hitting the hills. I was jumping. I was coming down, and I was hitting the turns. I was downshifting my bike to first. And I was fishtailing out the turns, and I was bouncing down the straightaway. Yeah, I was rolling, man. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was a black man in charge of doing what I do, and I was doing it. My parents were so proud of me. They were really happy to see me happy, and I was doing what I do. And my mother said, "You're crazy. You're just crazy. That's it. You don't need to be riding that bike." And do you know, one day I was driving my car, and I came home, and something told me to look at my bicycle. And I came in the garage, and I looked for my motorcycle, and it wasn't there. And I went to my mother, and I said, "Mama, my bike's not out here. Where is my motorcycle?" And she said, "Your bike isn't out there, baby? You sure?" And I'm like, "Yeah, Mom, I'm looking. I don't see it. It ain't out here." She's like, "Oh, I didn't know. I don't know." And I'm like, "Well, if somebody stole it, we got insurance on it. We can buy another one." And she said, "No, we're not getting another bike. Nope, 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 nope. That's it. That's all. You're not getting another motorcycle. You better enjoy your car, because you're not getting another motorcycle." And I was like, "Yeah, I guess so." And I think to this day, my mama got rid of my motorcycle. I don't know if she sold it to somebody, or she just let somebody come in the yard and take it. I don't know. But that's what happened to my bike.
Hey, man, so, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. I was rolling. You missed those days, little brother. I know you would have been on my bike trying to ride like Randy was trying to ride, like Don was trying to ride.
I remember seeing that bike, and I remember we got a moped, and I was happy to get on that moped. But, you know, I remember that bike being like a 100 Yamaha, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember you being all kinds of crazy on that thing. So that's just crazy that we actually.
And I want to say, may my partner, Bernard Holloway, may he rest in peace. Was riding his motorcycle, he died on an accident on the freeway. And I say God bless him and his family.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com. Big Mouth Productions and G House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G G-Money, the Pimp Comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is legit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and Teacher from the Streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So tell everybody that G-Money's live on the radio. And I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. Well, all right. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short story for you. In fact, I have a joke or two. I had a friend that was snorting Sweet and Low, and he thought he was snorting Diet Coke. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, why does a bear wear a big fur coat? Because he looked really silly wearing a sweater. Ha, 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 ha. Hey, you know, Noah and the Ark? How did Noah feed all the animals on the Ark? He fed them with the sinners that were floating in the flood. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you don't know, now you know. All right. You know, there was an old lady that her grandkids took her to a convalescent home, and they left her there to talk with the residents of the hospital of the convalescent home. And they said, okay, Granny, we're going to leave you here so you can talk to the people that are your age, and you can socialize with them, and we'll come back and get you later on today and see what you think of being in this convalescent home. So the grandmother said, all right, kids, y'all go and have a good day, and I'll see you later on tonight. And so the kids left their grandmother at the convalescent home, and their grandmother was going around, and she was talking with all the people, all the residents. And then she was in her wheelchair, and she started leaning to the side. And one of the workers came and straightened her up and asked her if she was okay. And she said she was fine. And then the worker left to go continue his duties. And then later on, she was talking to some of the residents, and she leaned over again in her wheelchair, leaned over to the side. And a worker came up and straightened her up and asked her if she was okay. And she said, yeah, she was all right. So he said, okay. And he left her and went about his business. Well, later on in the day, she was talking to some residents, and she was leaning over again on the side of her wheelchair, and a worker came and straightened her up. and asked her if she was all right, and she said she was okay, and he said all right, and he left to go continue his work in the facility. And the kids came back and they said, "Granny, did you enjoy your time in the convalescent home talking to all of those people that were your age? And did you have a good time talking to the residents?" And she said, "Yeah, I had a lot of fun talking with the residents. But you know what? The workers, they kept messing with me. They wouldn't let me fart." I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I have a friend that has a girlfriend with one eye and one leg, and I asked him, what does he call her? And he says he calls her IHOP. Oh, man, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'm going to have to remember that. Yep, there were three old ladies that were living together in the house, and the oldest one was 96 years old, and she climbed the stairs and went to the bathroom in the top floor of her house, and she drew her bath, and as the water was ready, she stepped in the water, and she couldn't remember if she was just getting in or she was getting out of the tub. So she called her other sister. She had a 94-year-old sister that was on the staircase, and she called her and asked her to come up the stairs and help her. And so she said, okay, she was coming. And she started walking up the stairs, but she couldn't remember if she was going up the stairs or going down the stairs. So she couldn't remember. So she called her other sister that was sitting downstairs at the breakfast table, and her other sister was 92 years old, and she asked her to come upstairs and help her and her older sister because they couldn't remember what they were doing. And the younger sister said, "I'm so glad I got my memory, that I'm not losing my memory. I can remember stuff. Thank God. Knock on wood." And the sister said, sister, we need you. Come up here and help us. And she said, okay, I'm coming, but let me answer the door first. Oh, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ, let's play a song, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. How about playing something by Snoop Dogg? Can we play a Snoop Dogg song? Let's play Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. Gangster Paradise. I think that's the name of the song. Try something like that for our listening audience. Give them a little Snoop Dogg, a little Dr. Dre, and maybe a little Tupac. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but a gangster party.
Oh, shit. You done fucked up, man. You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time. Y'all niggas about to feel this. Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking condoms. Have one on us, all right? Picture perfect. I paint a perfect picture. Bomber hoochies with precision. My intent is to get richer with that and double OP. Dog, my fucking homie. You the cold ass nigga on them all.
Showing up. I keep my hand on my gun because they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the courtroom waiting on the outcome. Free Tupac is all that's on the nigga's mind. But at the same time, trying to take mine. So I'm gonna get smart and get defensive and shit and put together a million march for some gangster shit.
So now they got a slate, two multi-millionaire motherfuckers catch a case. Bitches get ready for the throwdown, the shit's about to go down. Me and Snoop about to clash. I'm losing my religion, I'm vicious on these school pigeons. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Niggas be acting like you're savage, they all forget the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my niggas living life.
I got a pit named P, she niggerina. I got a house out in the hills, right next to Chino. And I think I got a black Beamer, but my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel and do it all illegal and get scooped up by the little homie in the Riga. It feel good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the K's, motherfucker.
Now follow as we ride, motherfuck the rest. Two of the best from the west side, and I can make you famous. Niggas been dying for years, so how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony, I never stop bailing me. Motherfucking G's, if you got it, better. Another woman, two of them members, smoke one.
Candle on my birthday cake, we're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake, I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
Yeah, what's up Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, and it's showtime. It's time to shut it down. But we're going to recognize those that are celebrating their birthdays today on September 15th, I think it is. September 15th, 2022. So, DJ Papa D, do I have any fans, any friends, any followers of the radio show that's celebrating their birthday today?
Yes, sir. Here are the birthdays for September 15th, 2022. Happy birthday to Christina Kao, little sister of one of your classmates. Happy birthday to David R. Swenson, 40 years young today. Happy birthday to Milt Jordan Jr. Happy birthday to Kenneth Benjamin in his red and white, 72 years young today. Happy birthday to Talinado Carib, 47 years old today. Thomas Watson has a birthday. Happy birthday to Mr. Watson. Happy birthday to Keisha Barksdale. Happy birthday to Rick James Johnson, 32 years old today. Happy birthday to Daryl Rainey. There we go. Happy birthday to Javon Sims. Cute sight bite. Happy birthday to Thelma Wilder, 68 years young, sporting her blue and white. Happy birthday to Talmadge Travis, 41 years young today. Happy birthday to Mario V. Taliaferro, 61 years young today. And happy birthday to LaTanya Page Harris. And last but not least, happy birthday to one of your friends, Lamont Agnew Jr., who's 49 years young today. And that's it for all the birthdays. Everyone celebrating their birthday on September
15th, 2022. Right on. Well, happy birthday to everybody, especially all my fraternity brothers that are wearing the blue and white. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and to all of my sisters wearing the blue and white, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and to all the other Greeks, I know you know who you are, A-Phi-A-K-A Psi, Omega Psi Phi, Iota Beta Phi, and Alpha Kappa Alpha, and Delta Sigma Theta, and Sigma Gamma Rho. I'm wishing all of you a happy birthday. And Zeta Phi Beta, of course, my sisters, I didn't want to leave you out. I'm recognizing everybody, all the Greeks, all the Divine Nine, to be celebrating their birthdays today on September 15th, 2022. And I know everybody's living in the glory of our Lord and Savior. They're living with the divine graciousness that the good Lord has provided for them. And I want to wish them a happy birthday. And I want to sing them a birthday song. I want them to be happy on today's date, because today is their birthday. And we are celebrating their birthday with them. And I want them to know that if they get some tonight, I know they can call me to come share, because it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. That's right. I'm a Sigma, and I'm asking for some support. I want to come and help you do what you do. You know, Snoop got a house full of girls, and I help Snoop out all the time. So I want to put it down and let them know I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girls. Come on now. All right, then. I want to say happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And I have a birthday song for you, and it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. How old are you? How old are you? How old are you? How old are you? And may you have many, many more. Happy birthday to you today, September 15th, 2022. All right. I want you to live in the love of God and the graciousness of our Lord and Savior. So continue to live a good life, and you will be blessed with eternal life. on the other side of the world, on the other side of life. I'll see you on the other side. May you be blessed with the graciousness of our Lord and Savior, as God has given you life for eternity. May you enjoy every day that you live and is prosperous on this planet that we live on. So may God bless you with the grace and glory of life after death. I am G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to say, let us pray.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.